share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It has been a few months ever since we were able to cross the state borders. Many have been looking forward to going back home to their kampungs during the Hari Raya holidays. However, just as the cases had gone down into the 1000s, it has spiked up and there are talks of a fourth wave. Recently, a new variant called B1.351 originated from South Africa and was detected in 17 positive cases in Malaysia. Taking everything into account, the Ministry of Health is considering a delay in the Hari Raya Idul Fitri interstate travels, according to Bernama. KKM Kadankan Rentas Negri Untuk Sambutan Hari Raya Idul Fitri Ditongga at Dr. Adam Baba pic.twitter.com/CLW5DNVSMQ. Bernama, at bernama.com, April 15, 2021. The ministry also mentioned that if the number of cases continues to rise and new clusters are formed, from Ramadan bazaars, then the Ramadan bazaars will be closed. Bazaar Ramadan akan ditutup jika terdapat cluster jangkitan diperkayai daripada activity bazaar at dradambabapic.twitter.com/cvokok4cn. Bernama, at bernama.com, April 15, 2021. In order to prevent that from happening, Ramadan bazaar goers will have to abide by certain SOPs that were posted by the Ministry of Housing and Local Government on their Facebook page. SOP Operasi Bazaar Ramadan dan Idul Fitri Bagi Kawasan PKPB and PKPP. # Kita Jaga Kita, posted by KPKT Malaysia on Wednesday 14 April 2021. Ramadan bazaars can only sell food and beverages and the operation hours are from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Idul Fitri bazaars can only sell dry goods and the operation hours are from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. Bazaar goers will have to scan the My Sejahtera QR code, sanitize their hands, and get their temperature taken. They will need to practice physical distancing as well. Local government authorities are given the power by the Ministry of Health to issue compounds under Act 342 to those who do not abide by the SOPs set in place. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Ramadan bazaars in KL and Seremban ruined by bad weather and flash floods. Source: Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.